From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, a special report. Roland.
Tom, we continue to focus on what's happening in South Carolina. 9 people are dead at the Emmanuel AME Church after a shooting last night. Police say the shooter, who is still being pursued, apparently sat in the prayer meeting for an hour before he opened fire in the church. The FBI is involved in this case right now. Let's go to Don Clark out of Houston, retired special agent in charge. Don, give us a sense. What is the FBI and law enforcement doing right now? Don, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Give us a sense of what is the FBI doing right now?
Well, clearly what they've got to do right now is that they've got to identify who this individual is completely, not just the pictures on that have been seen on the television or some things that somebody say about him, but they've got to find out who this person is and, more importantly, who this person may be connected to. It could very possibly be a one-person type of affair, just because they're angry and they have some other reasons of doing this type of behavior. But that notwithstanding, there also may very well be some type of group that fits that type of activity and decides that, okay, this is the guy that's going to go through and do it.
And are they putting basically the state on lockdown in terms of setting up a perimeter to make sure this guy's caught? Because this happened 9 o'clock last night, and here we are almost 12 hours later.
Well, I don't know what they have done there, but when this thing occurred last night, and law enforcement if law enforcement, I'm certainly not saying that they didn't. I said if a law enforcement did not do something to that immediately to find out who this person is and what he's doing and what's the reason for it and all of these types of activities, then that's a bad problem. That's bad for the law enforcement entity and any of the rest of the people. So I would feel pretty comfortable that in any state here that they would be looking to find out who are these people or this person and find out whatever connections was going on and why, so they can try to get to this right person immediately.
Armstrong Williams, Pastor Clementa Pinckney, as well as his sister, both were killed. He was the pastor of this church, was a state senator. They were your cousins.
Yeah, we grew up in marrying together. In fact, his parents and my parents lived across the field from each other. They grew up together, and they had 2 small children, 2 daughters, 10 and 9. In fact, he and my brother, who are both Democrats, serve in the South Carolina State Senate, both serve on the Finance Committee, and Kent spent time with him yesterday. And one of the things he was doing was rushing to get back to his church because, first and foremost, he was a pastor. And obviously, when this malaise started, people rushed outside of the church and they saw this kid with Asian-looking hair, unusual hair. It may have been a wig. And they saw him jump into an SUV. An SUV was waiting on him, and they drove off with him in that vehicle. And law enforcement, the FBI, SLED, all have this information, and it's just shocking, actually.
You said that Reverend Pinckney's wife
She was in the back. She had gone in the back as they were getting together for another point in the evening events. And there was all this shooting. I mean, this guy was 8 or 9 people were shot. There were about maybe 18 or 20 people in the church. You know how it is with prayer meetings. People come out. And, I mean, before people could react, I mean, you think, is this a movie? Is something being filmed here that we're unaware of? And then they saw the blood, and people started scattering. And whether they tried to apprehend that, people just don't know. It's just stunning that, you know, if the church is no longer sacred and a gunman can sit in there for an hour and go through the service as if he's there to hear the word of the Lord, and then he turns into the devil and starts shooting people for no reason at all. I mean, nothing.
Mr. Williams, I'm really sorry for your loss. I really am. I'm wondering if you have any information about survivors, people who may, because that's kind of sketchy. Do you have anything on that?
Yeah, well, 8 people were killed, and I think one is still in the hospital. And the rest, except the shock and horror of it all, were not harmed. The remaining people who attended the prayer meeting.
And the first lady of the church, was she there before and left before the shooting took place, or did she escape?
She never left the church. She was in the back of the church. Wow. Yeah, she was there.
And so after the gunman left, she had to come out and see the carnage.
Oh, they were screaming. They were yelling. It was just mayhem in that place. You can imagine. And this kid, and obviously this kid had to know that Clemente was a state senator. Obviously, they had planned to send a message. They knew they could get the best bang out of this with the state senator. And that's what they did. Yeah, this guy escaped. He had someone waiting on him in an SUV, in the getaway vehicle.
Don Clark, this is obviously an ongoing situation. And at the end of the day, it's clear that police want the public's help, why they have released the kind of information and calling on people to call in with tips and things on those lines.
Yes, and there's no doubt that the police and the citizens and and they are citizens of good heart, of good nature all over this bad state and others. And there's no doubt that they will be putting out there to find out just who this person is. They know who this person is, but
gotcha.
Who's behind this? It's highly likely that it's someone behind it to carry on in this manner.
Gotcha. Mm. Tom, the entire hour of TV One News will now focus on South Carolina shooting. Reverend Jackson will join us, Cornell Brooks of the NAACP, and others as well. So that'll be in 3 minutes.
All right.